Zohar reading from Zohar for All.
471.
Page 471 in Hebrew, if you have the Hebrew text.
Zohar la'am.
Zohar for All. Volume 5, Shmot Bet Pikudei, page 471 in Hebrew, The Palace of Love Chesed. Item
632.
The fifth palace is poised to illuminate to the lower ones with faith. It has one door, and its appointee, Sanegoria, stands by the door to advocate, which is good reference about Israel before their master, and the Sitra Acha will not rule over them. 633. There is one spirit in the palace, comprising four colors, white, black, green, and red, Chugtum, a spirit included in all of them. He is called Sur, the minister of all the armies of the low ones. They are all under him and are appointed while being his possession. 634. All the keys are given to that spirit who closes and opens. All the armies of the low ones are included and stand under him, nourished by him. He is into all of his master's secrets, and they are all given to him. 635. That spirit is called love. For this reason, that palace is called the Palace of Love. For here, the secret of secrets is concealed for those who need to obtain it. It is a secret here, as it is written, there I will give my love to you. 636. That spirit keeps all the keeping above, and he is called the keeper of Israel, keeper of the covenant, since here is the keeping of all the upper treasures. Hence, the secrets of his master are hidden in it. From it, trails and roads come out to those below, to evoke in them the spirit of love. 637. The four colors in him are included in one another. When they wish to be included, they strike each other. And one holy animal called Radiance comes out of all of them. It is written about it, this is the animal which I saw by the river Kvar. 638. From that palace comes forth all the holy spirits who exist on the existence of the upper kissing, since out of those kissing comes out air of the wind to keep the soul for all those high souls that were placed in people, as it is written, for man lives by everything that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. This is because in that palace are all the souls and all the spirits destined to come down to people since the day the world was created. Hence, that palace holds all those souls that are born out of that river that stretches out, Yesod Zer Anpin. And because of it, that palace is never empty. 639. Since the day when the temple was ruined, no other souls entered here. And when those ran out, when all the souls in the palace come down to clothe in people, the palace will be empty and will be absent from above. At that time, the Messiah King will come, and that palace above, Malchut, will awaken, and the palace below will awaken to disclose his kingship in this world. 640. It is written about that palace, your two breasts are like two phones. There is the spirit, Ahava, and that animal Zohar, by their hitkalelut, it emits two lights included in one another, connecting in one another, and they are called El Shaddai. Those two lights are called Shadi and El, from the palace below, which is called Zechut El. They conjoin and enter one another. 641. The name Kel is from the right side, taken from that place all the Rachamim that are poised to feed the palace below, which is called Zchut, merit, after the spirit in it. The name Shadi nurses all the low ones, the palaces, and those outside who stand on that side and are called the stakes of the tabernacle. This is why he is called Shadi, because he gives nourishments to all the low ones as he receives from the right side. 642. From here come the lights that are called the flaming sword that turns every way, since they turn into several colors and awaken by a mission of above. In the world, they are from the left side. When that spirit, love, spreads, he bids to elicit lights to all the sides, to the right and to the left, like those breasts that pour out milk to every side. Likewise, lights come out of that spirit to every side, and they elicit another animal, appointed over those who are called the flaming sword that turns every way. 643. This one is appointed over the world when hunger is appointed over the world. That animal brings out the spirit of food to all those with faith, so they do not starve to death. Since when hunger rules in the world, two spirits of Tum'ah come out from the Sitra Achra. They are called Shod and Chafan. They stand in the world and slander people. One, Shod, sends them hunger, and they die. And one, which is Chafan, is when people eat without being full, because an evil spirit is ruling over the world. 644. That animal elicited a spark that comes out of the sparkling of two sparks that turn into several colors, at times female and at times male. That spark is called Seraphim, and it grips them and blazes in them. 645. There are two appointees in that palace. Those are lights that stand over 1,000 and 10,000 10,000s, which are called vineyards, and 1,000 and 10,000 10,000s that are called pomegranates. They all stand in love, and they are the ones who bring love between Israel below and the Creator above. All of them evoke love and stand in love. And when the love from below upward and from above downward awakens, the palace is filled with several goods, several chasadim, and several rachamim. At that time, the love below and the love above cling to one another, meaning the letters Bet Hey below cling to the letters Aleph Hey above. 646. From here come two appointees called Love, after the palace. They are poised to watch over those who unify the unification of their master with love and devote their souls to him with love, rising and testifying above. And all who do chesed in the world, those chesedim rise and enter that palace, where they are crowned, and rise up to be crowned in the superior love. It is written about it, for your mercy is great above the heavens. It is written about that palace, many waters cannot quench the love.
Questions?
По поводу Зора, изучения. Вот мы здесь читаем, получается, здесь рассказывается о чистой стороне и нечистой стороне.
We're talking about the side of sanctity and impurity here, Kdusha and Tum'ah.
Состояние, которое человек проходит на пути, то есть он обязательно должен раскрыть и обратную сторону.
Like concealment and covering, it's a person who goes through those states along the path. An opposite state to an opposite state.
If you won't open up, reveal, and organize what's in him, how can he reveal the Creator when you have to reach the constant whole adhesion? Of course, he has to discover everything in him and correct it towards adhesion.
Такие, как описываются нечистые миры, ну, как, не знаю, страшилки такие рассказываются. Про ангелов.
And the stories here are like scary stories about worlds of impurity, about some bad, evil angels.
Но мы об этом вообще не говорим просто никогда. О нечистых мирах.
And we have to permit those states, but we never speak about the worlds of impurity. We only talk about the connection. We have no need to know anything about it.
It's not important what we're reading. Nevertheless, we will develop and go through these stages and add them together to the great complete Zivug, in which all the Creator and all those vessels will be revealed. The vessels that you're afraid of are our egoistic desires that we need to correct. Otherwise, we will not reach adhesion, the purpose of creation. So, like it or not, the Zohar simply explains to us what we have to go through. You're afraid or not afraid, it won't do you any good. I'm talking to you like a man. It won't help. There's reality and you can't escape it. Some people think that if they die, they're free. The dead are free. No, they're not free. Rather, we have to reincarnate and open up our worst vessels and bring them to correction. The wisdom of Kabbalah explains to us how to do it. That's it. So we have to simply grab ourselves by the hands and correct ourselves. Like it or not, path of suffering, you have to correct these vessels and fill them with the upper light. That's it. Next.
What does it mean that there's an impression from Zohar more than Tess and vice versa? That you're impressed from Tess more than Zohar?
No, it means nothing. Maybe your character leans towards that and someone else's character leans towards the other. Nakash loves Tess more.
With your permission, I want to ask about Abba. The management decides something, and what's better for our advancement? How should I look at it? To accept it, that it comes from the Creator, there's none else besides Him?
Whatever the management decides, you have to keep from now till the end.
So we shouldn't start talking about it and...
No, what will you start? You'll start a mess. Anyone who says something against management, first of all, leave the building.
To throw him from the top, throw him down from the top floor?
You will fall first. But I'm saying it before everyone. That's it. This management, we listen to it. There's an order. What difference does it make?
Can you...
I can't anything. I want to hear about the Palace of Desire, Tiferet. Please. The Palace of Desire, Tiferet, 647. The sixth palace is called the Palace of Desire, a desire called that which proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. This is a joy of Dvekut of everything, and here is the desire of all the desires. As it is written, your lips are like a thread of scarlet. It is a desire of all the souls that come out from what proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. 648. In the palace of the desire, all the wishes and all the requests in the world are granted, because it is the wish of all the wishes. When there are kisses, as it is written, and Jacob kissed Rachel, then when they kiss one another, it is called a time of goodwill. since then there is the wholeness and all the faces illuminate. And when the prayers rise, it is time of goodwill to be present. It is written about it, and my prayer is to you, O Lord, a time of goodwill, which is bonding in kisses. 649. There are six doors in that palace, four doors to the four directions. Chugtum, one above and one below. Netzachod. In those doors, Raziel, a great spirit, was appointed over all the appointees in all the doors. He was appointed and deposited with all the upper secrets that are spoken mouth to mouth, which kiss one another in the love of love. 650. These secrets are not about to reveal, but when the gates open, all the palaces, all the spirits, and all the camps know what the gates of good will have been, that the gates of good will have been opened. But only desires of the prayers enter those gates, desires of praises, desire of the high, holy souls.
651.
It is a palace of Moses. In this palace, Moses was gathered in love and kissed in a death of kiss. In this palace, Moses spoke and God answered him with a voice. 652. When those who kisses cling to one another in a kiss, it is written about it, let me kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. There are kisses of joy and love only when clinging to one another, mouth to mouth, spirit to spirit, satiating each other with every indulgence and with joy from the upper illumination. 653. Moses will speak, as it is written, you are beautiful, my wife. It is also written, your lips are like a thread of scarlet. These are the words of Zeranpin to divinity. And God answered him with a voice, as it is written, you are beautiful, my beloved, and also pleasant. It is also written, his lips are lilies dripping with flowering myrrh. These are the words of divinity to Zeranpin. 654. All the secret of the upper souls, evoking the craving of love above and below together in Zon, raising man, have been given to the hands in the spirit of the spirit Raziel. These are the high souls such as Rabbi Akiva and his friends, the martyrs, 10 sages executed by the Romans, who did not draw near to bathing in the river of fire, as do the rest of the souls who bathe there and go through it. For because of their great sanctity, they did not need to. 655. The spirit, Raziel, elicited 12 lights, all standing under that spirit. Four upper lights stand to the four directions, governing all the four directions. To the south stands one upper light, the right side of the entire world, from which Israel begin to unite in faith. This is Michael, the minister of the power of the upper lights that come down from the south, Chesed, where the lights stand in his power. 656. Michael, the light of the right, the great guardian, watching over Israel. When the Sitra Achra is poised to slander Israel, Michael argues with him and becomes a defendant, speaking in favor of Israel, and they are saved from the slandering of the head of the enemies of Israel. 657. The exception was when Jerusalem was ruined, for then the iniquities prevailed and Michael could not prevail over the Sitra Achra, since Michael's arguments for Israel were broken. Then it is written, he has drawn back his right from before the enemy. 658. To the north, a light stands to cancel the din from the fourth palace, giving the canceling of the din to the appointee by over by the door. By the door stand appointees on the side of Tum'ah, waiting for the appointees to take the din. Sometimes the light on the north makes the din by itself, and is not given into the hands of the Sitra Acha, because all the dinim that were made by it have healing. In those places, the Creator executes chesed, even though they are on the left. 6:59.
Just remember that we have to be together in order to draw the light that reforms. The Zohar demands, like it was written, we have to be the same way. And then we hope to enjoy its illuminance.
6:59. The light on the north is Gabriel. Wherever he strikes, there is chesed, because Gabriel is on two sides, included in Gvuah and in chesed. This is why there are strikes, as well as healing in him. As it is written, as a man chastens his son, the Lord your God chastens you. These are the pains of love, consisting of Gvuah and of chesed. 660. On the east stands the light Raphael, who is in every refuah, every healing, to bring before the Creator all who were forgotten in the house of their illness, from healing in time, and to bring nearer the time and the end to those illnesses that were complemented by their faith. The illnesses faithfully keep at the time they are allotted. They do not wish to depart prematurely, but he asks that they will go prematurely, and he circles the world each day to complement healing by his master's command. Raphael is also to the west, gripping to the side of Michael and to the side of Gabriel, for he is the middle line, Tiferet, comprising both lines, right and left, Michael and Gabriel. 661. He is appointed when the person is sentenced to life in the fourth palace. Then he brings the healing first. That healing comes out of the distress, the illness, for if he were not sick, he would not need healing, because it comes out of two sides, chesed and din. The distress, the illness, comes from the left side, and the healing is from the right. Therefore, the sick one for whom the healing has come, it came to him out of great distress. 662. So it is from the west side, for the healing comes from the west, since the west, which is Malchut, consists of all the lights in the three lines. And although Raphael is on the east as well as on the west, still healing and life comes from the east, because from there life extends downward to Malchut, which is the west. 663. On the west, there is a light called Nuriel. This is Uriel. He consists of all, and stands to be a messenger in everything. The west is Malchut, which consists of three lines. He has three sides, three lines, but they are two, because each is included in the other, which are primarily right line and left line. But the middle line is only an inclusion of the two lines and does not add to them. It follows that there are no more than two lines. Also, there are four lower yesodot, plural of yesod, three lines and Malchut who receives them. From the four yesodot of the world in Binah, which are higher than all. And because they all connect to one another, the next implies, I went down into the garden of nuts to see the fresh blossoms by the stream. Since the moach, the marrow of a nut, splits into four parts that are connected together. 664. 12 lights stand in the spirit Raziel, who is in wholeness over them. These are four upper lights that stand in the four directions, Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, and Uriel. Below them are eight other lights to be in wholeness, for they are all one wholeness. When they all expand, there are three to each side, because when the four lights and the four directions, Chugtum, are included in one another, into one wholeness, each of them has only Chagat, which are three lines illuminating in Chugtum. And 4 times 3 is 12. 665. These four pillars, four lights, are poised to rise and unite that palace in a place called heaven, Tiferet of Atzilut, uniting the kisses in one another. Under those, there are several degrees, all of which come out of those four bottom yesodot. From four lights, Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, and Uriel. Some of them come out from the side of water, Chesed, Michael. Some of them from the side of fire, Gvura, Gabriel. Some from the side of Ruach, Tiferet, Raphael. And some from the side of dust, Malchut, Uriel. 666. Likewise, four went into an orchard, and all were sorted into that place, into the four yesodot. Each was tied to his place, one to the side of fire, one to the side of water, one to the side of wind, and one to the side of dust. They all drowned, each in his yesod, as they entered, except for the wholeness, the chassid, inclined to Chesed, but also pious, who came from the right side, Chesed, and clung to the right and rose up, and he is Rabbi Akiva. 667. When he reached the place called Palace of Love, he clung to it with the heart's desire. He said, "This palace should be attached to the palace above, to great love in Chesed of Atzilut." Then he was completed with faith, rose and complemented the small love, Malchut, with the great love, Chesed, as it should be. This is the reason why he died with love, and his soul departed in this verse, "And you shall love the Lord your God. Happy is he." 668. All those other ones went down and were punished in that Yesod that went down. Elisha went down on the left side, Yesod of fire Gvura. He went down in it and did not come up. And he met the Sitra Acha, who is called another God, was denied repentance and was expelled from there because he clung to him. This is why he is called another. Ben Azai went down by the Yesod of dust, which corresponds to Malchut. Before he arrived at the burning of the fire in the dust, in the Dinim in him, which comes to the Sitra Acha, he drowned in that dust and died. It is written about it, "Precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of all his saints." For he died when he was a Hasid, a pious, and he did not touch the dinim. 670. Ben Zuma went down to the yesod of wind, also a spirit, corresponding to Tiferet. He met another spirit, which comes to the side of Tuma, which is called evil occurrence. Because of it, it hurt him, and he did not settle in it, meaning he was hurt. None of them was saved from punishment. Solomon said about it, "There is a vanity which is done upon the earth, that there are righteous men unto whom it happens according to the work of the wicked. For because these went down those degrees, those were punished." That is, they extended the illumination of Chokhmah from above downward, which is called a descent. 671. Because Rabbi Akiva went up, extending illumination from below upward, he entered unharmed and came out unharmed. David asked a question, and it was not resolved for him. It is written, "From dead men, O Lord, from dead men from the world, some of whom are alive." He asked, "Why were those righteous ones killed among the slain of the world? After all, they were innocent. They committed no transgression for which to be punished. From dead men, O Lord, from dead men from the world, some of whom are alive." There are two kinds of death here. Your hand, O Lord, and the world. Your hand, O Lord, is the Creator, to whom the soul is gathered. From dead men from the world is the Sitra Acha, who controls the body. As it is written, I will look on man no more among dwellers of Chadel, seizing. The letters of Cheled, world, meaning who sit under the Sitra Acha, who is called seizing. 672. The souls of the 10 martyrs are to complement the Holy Spirit, Zer Anpin of Atzilut. They have 10 spirits below, corresponding to the 10 Sfirot of Zer Anpin, and their guf, their body, is given to the wicked Malchut. Each takes his portion, as with the offerings. 673. The top of the beginning of faith, Keter, is in the thought, Chokhmah. The strong spark, Bina, beat and rose inside the thought. Bina went up to Chokhmah, and they made it and produced sparks, illumination of Chokhmah out of the thought. He threw the sparks into 320 directions and sorted the waste out of the thought, and it was sorted. After Gaar the Nekudim came out, meaning Kachab, Chub made it and begot Da'at and Zat of Nekudim, Da'at Chagat Nehim. It was said about them and rose inside the thought, producing sparks which are the eight kings. Because they were drawn from above downward, from Atzilut to Bia, they broke and died. The lights returned to the emanator, and the vessels fell to the Sitra Acha. It was said, he threw the sparks into 320 directions, meaning they broke into 320 Bchinot. It is so because eight kings broke, each having four Bchinot, Chubtum, which are 32 Bchinot, and in each Bchina from among them are 10 Sfirot, which is 320. Afterwards he sorted the waste out of the thought, expanding that cause that extended the Chokhmah from above downward, which caused the shattering, and it was sorted. Then they were corrected once more.
Any questions? None.
And we have a report from Spain about the Congress. Antonio.
Hola, amigos. Espero que me escucháis.
Hello, friends. I hope you can hear me. It's a great joy that the 10 from Spain is here. It's truly kind of oxygen that we receive in order to feel the Creator throughout the day together. We're working on a lineup for the Congress in Italy, and it's amazing. There are no words to say what we experience here in Europe. When the group is meeting and we're working on the lineup and we're doing everything together, the gathering of friends. We had a European gathering of friends. I never saw such a thing. People from the north, south, west, east, all the points in the heart together. From Spain, from Portugal, we have ginormous friends from South America that support us and push us. And to be with them is truly an awakening. We are blessed. The Creator is blessing us. We also work. We're working with a young group. There are 15 friends that will come to the Congress. We're doing various activities with South and North America, and I have no words to say except for thank you. We'll see each other soon in Italy in order to reach the new project with these new huge steps we're taking with the new tens, and it's important to give condemn to the Creator. And as we say in Italy, uno, due, tre, l'chaim.
Okay,
daily assignment from Tbilisi.
Yeah.
Сегодня мы удостоились чести дежурить.
Today we were privileged to be on duties together with 10 number 9 Petah Tikva, 10 number 2 Haifa, 10 number 2 St. Petersburg, and the French speaking 10. Daily task. During the day, in the connection between us, we scrutinize the state we're in, state of concealment, second concealment, and we scrutinize together what kind of work the Creator expects of us. During the day, we scrutinize in the connection between us on what state we're in, single, first concealment, second concealment, and we scrutinize together which kind of work the Creator expects us to do in those states, L'chaim. אם תכנה עליי מחנה לא יריבי לא יריבי לא יריבי אם תכנה עליי מחנה לא יריבי לא יריבי לא יריבי
בזאת אני פותח, בזאת אני פותח, בזאת אני פותח.